Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about female predators. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I can't stress this enough, because women, just because their frame is so beautiful, so sweet, and so tender, and it tastes and smells so, so delicious, don't let that fool you. The inside is evil, dark, and bitter. Oh yes, friends, just because you think this woman right here looks so beautiful, yummy, and tender, that she's going to be perfect for you. But no, friends, there is something very, very wrong with her. So yeah. Oh, and guess what? Trigger warning. I will be talking about pedophiles and women. Yes, it's so funny that women could be pedophiles and degenerates, but men can't. Yes, that's why women shouldn't have any rights. Yeah, they need to shut the fuck up and let us men do what we need to do. But no, like, the future is supposedly female. We gotta deal with this bullshit, I should say. And you wanna see what the future brings you? Yes, let's look what they're doing over there in England. Yes, friends, this is from The Sun. It says, Sinister Rise, How UK Became Hotbed for Female Pedophiles. Yay! Preying on kids as young as 2, including mom, who molested disabled son. I guess he wasn't that disabled, his penis worked. But who knows, right? And then it says, one victim reveals she still has flashbacks about her abuser leaning over her bed. Oh, yes, if Gonzo G would be over your bed, I'll be locked up forever and ever, yes. But these women, most likely, they got a slap in the wrist, if that. But I don't know. Let's see what Emma Pryor has to write about, right? Anywho. Britain is becoming a hotbed for female sex abusers. Yeah, man, so fucking funny. With experts claiming official figures are just the tip of a very large iceberg. Ooh, they want the tip? Like this fucking chick, she wanted the whole fucking thing. Yeah, but she's fucking pretty. Oh, fucking A. If pedophiles look like this, it's like, why not? But usually they're fat and disgusting. I'll just keep on reading, right? And it says, a Sun probe today reveals 20% of anonymous calls to one charity's helpline over the past 8 years were from callers who have been sexually abused by females in their childhood. Oh, yes, it's okay for females to abuse you, but when men abuse children, it's not acceptable, right? It's total bullshit, but it is what it is. And the number of reported cases of female perpetrated child sexual abuse in England and Wales rose by 84% in the 4 years to 2019. Yeah, so these fucking chicks could abuse all kinds of kids, and it says it rose by 84%. It's like, damn, that's a lot of fucking rapage. Yeah, why do kids get molested by these women? It's because they think they do nothing wrong. And they're entitled because women, ugh. Just last week, PE teacher Browen James, Browen? That's how you pronounce her name? 29 appeared at Salisbury Magistrates Court charged with a string of sex offenses against 3 children, 2 girls aged 14 and 15, and a 16-year-old boy. Yeah, you want to see what this chick looks like? Oh yeah, you might recognize her. Yep, she's the bitch from the beginning of the fucking video. Yay! Like I said, she was a pretty piece of ass. And she wanted to fuck 2 young girls and a young dude. But it is what it is, right? Oh, and look at this. She is also accused of making an indecent image of a child and having sexual communications with a girl aged between 13 to 15. Ooh, fun times. If I would be doing this shit, I'll be getting fucked in the ass. But this chick? Well, let's see. With all the offenses allegedly taking place over a 3-year period, oh, I'm sure she had lots of fun. While James was teaching PE at Hardoonish School in Chaplin and Bright Park School in Southampton. Yes, friends, this fucking bitch was having all kinds of fun for 3 years. Yes, but if you do this shit, yes, friends, you will get fucked. But oh well, right? Thousands of Brits have been sexually abused as children by women, but many are too terrified to come forward to police because of the stigma attached to it. Oh yes, friends, you would want to save these people because vagina. Oh yes, but look what the world is becoming. Shit! So, what are you gonna do? Yes, what are you gonna do? Anyways, let's continue. Exclusive data from the National Association for People Abused in Childhood, NAPAC? Ooh, is it like Pac-Man? Alright, let's find out. Shows that 8,818 call logs related to females sexually abusing children out of a total of 44,281 calls between July of 2016 and April of 2025. God damn it, that's a lot of kids that these kids like fucking playing with. Yeah, I guess these children love a micro penis. Yeah, I guess they can handle that big fucking Pajit penis. Huh, I guess Pajit penis and child penis is probably one and the same. They're probably the same size, but who knows, right? Gabrielle Shaw, chief executive of NAPAC, tells The Sun, oh, I bet this bitch gets her rocks off hearing all these nasty ass stories, but who knows, right? It shocks people to hear, but we speak to survivors every week who were sexually abused by a woman. Oh yes, are you telling a woman all that bullshit that they done to you? Fun times indeed, but let's continue. Many have stayed silent for years. Isn't silence violence or some crap? But who knows. Crushed by shame and convinced no one will believe them. Yes, that's why women do it, because who the hell is not going to believe a woman? Yeah, women could do all kinds of fucked up things, and women are liars, but yet people are so stupid and they believe that they're sweet, dainty little creatures that will do no harm. But if you have eyes in your skull and a brain in your fucking head, you can see that that is a complete and utter lie. But that's the world that we live in, so enjoy. But abuse is abuse, damn straight it is. Doesn't give a fuck if it comes from a man, a woman, or from a fucking toy. Yeah, if you're doing bullshit, that is bullshit, but it is what it is. It doesn't matter who did it, like I said. What matters is that survivors know they're not alone and help is out there. Yes, but when does the help come? Sooner or later? Eventually, I guess, but these guys still got to try the woman's strap-on dildo into their young little booty holes or vaginas. I guess a kid could be anything, right? And these chicks get off on weakness. Why? Because women are evil that way. Fun times indeed. Rotherham, did I say that right? Rotherham? Anyways, survivor Elizabeth Harper was 15 when she was groomed by a woman, Shafina Ali. Is that Muhammad Ali's daughter or some shit? Who knows? Who drugged her and orchestrated her rape by multiple British Pakistani men. Oh yeah, there was a Pajit bitch. She got this chick and got fucked by a bunch of Pajit men. Yes, fun times. Micro penis, why not? It's not gonna hurt that much, but oh well. And then it says, although Elizabeth wasn't raped by Shafina, who died before charges could be brought. Aw, damn, she escaped justice. So now she's with Vishnu, getting raped or raping children in the afterlife. Huh, fun times. She blames her for the horrific sexual abuse she endured during her teen years. So it happened more than once? Wow. And speaking on another note, look at the chick right there in the bottom. It says abuser's tears. Moment, teachers of the year. No, it says moment. Teacher of the year weeps as she pleads guilty to abusing pupils. Yeah, and her picture on the left, she looks pretty. Yeah, look at this Asian bitch. And then she's bawling her eyes out. Yeah, she was abusing her pupils, and look at her pupils in the right hand. They're all puffy and fuck. Yes, it looks like your little fucking China lady just did some fucking bullshit. So enjoy that. Details The Sun, there's this stereotype of women being maternal and loving, so you don't expect them to offend. Fuck yeah, women are just fucking tricksters. Yeah, they get in, and once they're in, they start fucking shit up, just like a fucking gremlin. But yes, it is what it is, right? Where was I? It says, and loving, so you don't expect them to offend. But I know just how evil they can be. Yes, women are very, very fucking evil. Don't believe their outer little dainty frame. Just because they look beautiful and sweet and innocent doesn't mean that they're not evil and cruel and twisted in the inside. Yes, women are infiltrators. Once they're in, they will fuck your shit up. You've been warned, but you do you, boo. Safina was a monster who drugged me and facilitated my abuse. I wouldn't have suffered that if it hadn't been for her. Oh yes, this Safina chick thought that you look good having these little micro petite penises inside of your body and in your mouth and whatever orifice was available at the time. So yeah, this fucking chick, this Safina bitch, yeah, she is a fucking monster. And then she had a pretty face, I would assume, but who knows. I still have flashbacks of her leaning over my bed. Every time I see a woman who looks like her, it petrifies me. Ooh, sorry, Elizabeth Harper. It looks like someone was harping on your fucking vagina. Oh, yes. Yeah, this one was right there, but then she had her little evil flying monkeys. Kind of like the Wicked Witch of the West. Ooh, yes, fun times indeed. I hope this report raises awareness of just how many women might be involved in child sexual abuse and gets people talking. Yes, like I said, women could do whatever the hell they wanted because people don't expect them being evil, disgusting, twisted creatures. It goes under the radar. But yeah, people are starting to see the evils of women. But is things going to change? Maybe, maybe not. At least not anytime soon. But let's continue. We also need more regular criminal profiling of female perpetrators involving in horrific sexual child abuse. Yes, they really should be doing that, but they won't because they're fucking assholes. People seem to only focus on the really high profile cases, the Lucy Levy's and the Rose Wetts. But there is clearly a lot of underreporting going on. Well, no shit it does. Oh yeah, and there's a bunch of pictures of a bunch of pedophile bitches, but I'm gonna skip through all that shit and just go to the meat of potatoes, because who gives a fuck up at these whores? You're not fucking them. They're into young kids, right? Whatever. As a mom now, I will never understand how many women can, it's supposed to be women, not woman, can inflict pain on someone else's child or their own. Yes, they have a couple of screw loose and they think this is acceptable, so enjoy, you fucking cunts. The findings follow a string of high-profile cases involving female child sex offenders in recent months. In June, domestic abuse activist Nicola Moray, 46, was caged for 3 years in Scotland for physically and sexually assaulting 4 children. Oh, she was a domestic abuse activist and she's abusing children? Oh, I guess she doesn't want to get abused by stronger creatures than her. But it's okay when she abuses weaker creatures than her. Fun times indeed. And you guys still want a girlfriend? Yeah, this is the shit you have to deal with. So enjoy. Well, I guess this Moray chick is out, so you could have her as a girlfriend. Let's see what she does for fun, right? It says, Moray forced her tongue into the mouths of 2 children. Ooh, very strong, forceful woman, right? Fun times. And made another youngster view an explicit image she had taken of a man she was dating. What do you mean explicit image? Did she show that guy fucking her, or did it show the guy's dick? Hey, she said, like, you're hanging out with me. This is the thing you get to play with. So let's do and fuck this guy together. Yay! Fun times indeed, right? In March, Nicole Pratt. I wonder if this bitch is related to Chris Pratt. Who knows? Is he a pedophile? Who knows? I don't know. Not my business, not my monkey, not my problem. I got my own other bullshit to deal with. Anywho, from Leominster, Herefordshire was jailed for 7.5 years after evidence of her abusing 2 children was found on a USB stick and her phone. Yes, friends, if you have bullshit, don't leave it on your shit because you'll get fucked. No good, no bueno, friends, so learn from her. If you're doing bullshit, get rid of it. And in January, Bethany Hill, 26, from Hull, East Yorks, was jailed for 8 years for sexually abusing a child with her partner, Zabian Burns, 26, in a case dubbed one of UK's most horrific and despicable. Yes, women could do whatever the hell they want, and then guys, like, they're stupid and they want to get laid, they just try to follow the leader. And guess what happens when you follow these women? You get screwed over, so enjoy. Yeah, I think I'm about to cut this article right here because I'm like halfway and this video is already at 18 and 22 seconds long. So I don't want to make it too long because then people get bored. Yeah, I know I could be annoying. I'm sorry. Well, anyways, the moral of the story is that don't trust women. They all do some fucked up shit. And because women do fucked up shit and we want to fuck them, the world is turning into shit. Yes, once we take women's rights away, and thank God that Elon Musk, yeah, one of the few things he's actually doing right, is he's gonna bring lover bots. Yes, he's combining Grok with his Optimus robots, and he's gonna make waifus. Oh, yes. Thank you, Elon. You actually did something with your fucking autistic, retarded shit. Yay! Yeah, fuck Mars if he could build a utopia here on Earth. Yeah. Yeah, baby steps, I guess. Well, anyways, friends, you guys kick ass, and once we start cleaning up all this bullshit, we can start making the world a better place. Yes, especially for you and I. Well, anyways, friends, I'll talk to you guys later because shit never ends. Well, goodbye.